Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking today. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent. He's got to go and do some extra work on his farm because it's heading into winter and he needs to get the place ready for going through that long, hard, difficult time of the year. So right here in Australia, we're heading into summer, and the last few days have been probably the first really, truly hot days of the year. The weather here has been into the 30s Celsius. I think that yesterday was around about 35 degrees Celsius. And this is another thing that you have to take into account when you're doing farming, it's often a really, really good idea to get a lot of the work done in the cooler part of the day. So, yeah, you're going with me on a farm tour today of my farm. You're spending a day with me, and I'm out and about in my fields, and I've just got the horses in. And we've just tacked up and we're about to start the groundwork and then to go for a ride later on. Now, this is the thing of each animal being an individual. And, you know, if you look at a horse, horses are not just horses. They are definitely individuals, every single one of them. They all have different temperaments, they all have different personalities, different habits. Some of them are really sweet and good-natured, docile and willing to work, and some of them are absolutely horrible. But the thing is to work with all of them to get to a point where everybody can be happy in their work. And that is the real art of horsemanship. And if you look at a horse, you can get a pretty good assessment of not only how that horse has been treated, but what their current owner or rider is like. Because you'll find that a good horseman or horsewoman can, over a period of weeks or months, it doesn't happen instantly, but over a period of weeks or months, a good horseman or a good horsewoman can turn a bad horse into a reasonably good horse. And maybe that horse will never be perfect. Maybe it will always retain the inclination to want to push the boundaries and the inclination to want to do the bad habits that it did in the past when it thought that it could get away with it. And I think that what Pirelli says is true. He said, you have to remember that horses are herbivores, and that means that their survival, I forget exactly how it goes, their survival in the wild has relied on them being cowards, so you have to train them to be brave. It has relied them on being claustrophobic, so you have to train them to not fear being enclosed. It has trained them to panic easily. That's another thing you have to train them out of. And, you know, there's all these lists of things that you have to train a horse to actually do the exact opposite of what its natural inclinations would be to be. So you have to train it to want to go into enclosed spaces like stables and horse boats. This takes training. You have to train it to not be frightened of new things. Now, in the wild, being frightened of new things is the difference between life and death. You know, and certainly most areas in the northern hemisphere where horses come from, they are naturally populated by creatures like lions, wolves, and bears. Okay, maybe not in the modern world, although in North America that's certainly the case, but in parts of North America there are still lions, wolves, and bears roaming around, although they're mountain lions, which are not as big as lions of the African variety or the cave lions that once inhabited Europe. But, yes, this is it. We have to be aware of the inner nature of our livestock animals. We have to be aware of what their inclinations are. Cattle have a different nature to horses. I've never really had anything to do with cattle. As in, I've never owned cattle, so I can't. Vincent would be the expert on this area, but I think that he would concur that there are things that cattle are naturally inclined to do, that some of those things are useful to us and some of those things are not useful to us. And it's about us training the animal how to do more of the useful behaviours and less of the non-useful behaviours. And this is what groundwork and horse training is primarily directed at accomplishing. So, and it is fun. It should be fun for the horse, and it should be fun for the handler, for the trainer. The horse should enjoy, the horse should get to the point where it wants to do the work, where it sees the saddle and the bridle coming and goes, woohoo, yes, let's go, you know. This is it. They're not inclined naturally to do that. Another trait of horses is that they are naturally, you know, they conserve their energy, you know. You wouldn't think it because they can move astoundingly fast. They really can. And they often do it for fun because they have such huge amounts of energy in their body, you know, but they are inclined to, if they don't have to do something, they're not going to do it. That is their natural inclination, and we have to train them often to not be like that. Not all horses are like that either. One horse that I have, she has got what I call a go button. And I remember one day, there's one horse that I've got, the standard bred, is lazy. She needs to be trained to go, and she will do everything that she can think of in her little horsey head to not work, you know, including pulling all sorts of absolutely amazing dressage moves until you get it through her brain that's not going to fly today and that she's got to settle down and do her work. But, you know, my son was riding this horse that didn't want to go, and then he got off her and went straight onto the horse that did want to go. And he kicked it as hard as he'd been kicking the horse that didn't want to go, and it flew. And I said, you've got to remember, this other horse has a go button. This other horse doesn't, you know. And it's about adjusting yourself as well to your animal to realize the individual characteristics and traits of particular animals. But certain animals will be more docile and more friendly than other animals. And I'm sure this goes for cattle and sheep and every other livestock animal that you can imagine out there, because they're all individuals. They all have their own thoughts, experiences, histories, name it. You know, some of them have a good background where they've had a happy life their whole life. Others of them have had a terrible existence. And that affects their modern personality, the personality that they have at this point in time. And I think that we've got to see that people are like that too. When you're learning to deal with livestock, to realize that each one of them has a different history. I mean, even if they've all been born on your farm, even if they've all, for generations, been on your farm, and you think that you've treated all of those livestock animals exactly the same, they still have their own history. They still have their own pecking order, you know. And it may even come down to, was that calf or was that foal born to a dominant member of the herd, or was it born to a lower-ranked member of the herd? Is that going to create a difference in temperament and personality and opportunities for that calf or that foal? You know, it may well be. You know, it may affect the place that they find in the herd. Because we've got to remember that animals in the field have a life of their own, separate from us. And they have interactions with us. But then when they're put out in the pasture, they have their own life and they have their own thoughts and feelings and communication and existence separate from us. And, you know, there are horses that habitually get pushed to the bottom of the peck order. And some of them develop an attitude because of that. Some of them develop a type of PTSD. There's nothing that the handler's done. It's where the horse has been, where the other horses have decided this horse was in the peck order, and where it ended up being located, and sometimes it's resulted in the horse getting bullied, which is, it can result in the horse becoming bitter. But I've also seen horses that have been through that situation, and they have a remarkably docile and sweet temperament, and they're just such forgiving creatures. But like I say, it all comes down to individual personality, just like it does with people. And if you can understand this, I believe that it will make you a better and wiser person, and that you'll actually have better dealings with the people around you, because people are like that too. People have different personalities. You get people that habitually push to the bottom of the peck order. Some of them become very bitter and very angry, very vindictive towards the whole world, just like that horse that's been pushed to the bottom, and then it becomes a very vicious horse and very, vindictive and unpredictable and sour in its temperament because it's been treated viciously, not by humans, but by the other horses in the herd. And then you get another horse that's been treated exactly the same way by the other horses in the herd, and it's the sweetest, most docile creature you could possibly imagine, and is just grateful to be away from that situation and to have somebody that treats it kind. And people are the same. So these are life lessons that we can all learn from interacting with animals in a farmyard setting and noticing, and I cannot emphasize enough, you have to, if you're going to live this type of life, you will spend your whole lifetime noticing differences in everything and noticing what happens. And this is the natural way that people are meant to be. This is how we are as humans.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Finneth Isaac speaking here. I'm keeping the chair warm for Vincent today because he has some farm tasks to complete. And so you're on a tour with me today of my farm. Now, oh my gosh, up until now, we've been dealing with the animal side of the farm. But, you know, in this virtual tour, it's now lunchtime. It's probably about possibly even as late as 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And we've just spent the morning training the horses. And they've been untacked and they've been put back up into the field. And they can go there and they can, in their field, they can do whatever they want all day until we go and get them again the following day. And that's their life, you know. And they have a happy life. They have a good life. And I might put some hay up in their field if they've begun to get through the grass. Then I'll put some hay in the field. And then Theo and I, my son and I, will go and have our lunch. And so that will bring the time up to about 3 p.m. And you might think, well, gee, the day's pretty well gone, hasn't it? Well, yes and no, because this time of year the sun goes down at around about 8 o'clock at night. So during the afternoon and evening, what I do is I go and I get my spade and I get my garden fork and I head out into my garden and I grow things. I get plants and I get seeds. I dig garden beds and I take cuttings. And this is the time of day. And if it's a really, really, really hot day, I may even wait an hour or two until it starts to get a bit cooler. So by this time, it may even be 4 or 4:30 or possibly even 5 o'clock by the time that I'm getting out to the garden. It depends on the day. You have to be flexible because, believe me, doing heavy manual labour in the boiling hot Australian sun is just no fun whatsoever. So it's best to wait until the day begins to get a bit cooler, if you possibly can. And nobody sets my schedule except for me. I set my own schedule. And so, we're going to assume that now it's about 4 o'clock and that I'm going out into the garden and digging in the soil. Now, plants is the other half of the operation here. Actually, there's three parts of the operation. There's plants, animals, and mechanical things. And most of the mechanical things are extremely simple. So possibly with the exception of pumps and the solar power system. Okay, but we're not going to talk about any of the pumps or the solar power systems today or any of the gravity-fed tanks that operate the irrigation or anything like that. It's just the plants and the animals. Unless we get a bit of time at the end, and then we might discuss the pumps and the solar power and that sort of thing. Because I have, as Vincent mentioned, I have been working a bit on my solar power system today. But plants. The plants are like the animals, okay, in that each one of them is an individual and has a history, okay? So, for instance, the prickly pears, they come from a certain farm where I picked them up a number of years ago from a certain farmer who lives somewhere around here. And he was a cactus farmer, and out of the goodness of his heart, he wanted me to get started in growing Nepal cactuses because he could see that there was a future in this type of farming. And I think that he was probably right. And now I have several hundred of these prickly pear plants growing, and I'm still propagating them out. So I might, for instance, take my saw and cut a limb off of a prickly pear plant, dig a hole and plant that limb of that prickly pear plant into the hole. But I can hear the music again, so I think we're going into another break. So I'll see you all at the other side of the bottom of the hour news.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you were hoping for a presidential result this morning, you'll need to wait a little more as several states continue counting ballots. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia continue to count Wednesday morning. One thing we have learned this morning, polls in America are broken, and most projections fell way short or were completely wrong in most predictions. If you look at the nearly $1 billion spent to win seats in the House and Senate, Tuesday was a disaster for the Democrats in D.C. The results remain unofficial, but it looks as if the Senate will remain as a Republican majority and the House Democrats will remain in power, albeit with less dominating numbers. Republican women beat incumbent Democrats for five of the House seats. The wins are in South Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida, New Mexico, and Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
President Trump spoke from the White House shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning, D.C. time.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much, and I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it. To support our incredible movement, we won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, sitting in for Vincent. He's out and doing some work on his farm, getting ready for the winter. And you are joining me on a tour of my farm for a day's work. Here in Australia, we're at the opposite end of the world to America. We have opposite seasons, and we are just heading into the really, really hot part of the year. And so far, the hot part of the year has is just beginning to wind up. on Tuesday we had 35 degrees here for the weather. That's Celsius. Okay, so I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. I think it would be around about 100, but you can check that for yourself. But it was pretty hot yesterday. And what we're doing, the time on our virtual farm tour, not here at the moment, but on our virtual farm tour, the time is at around about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and the day is beginning to cool off, and so I get my my spade out and my garden fork out, and I head for the enclosed garden area that I have built, and I begin to dig out a garden bed for the purpose of planting some vegetables. And this is the time of year that I plant certain vegetables. You know, not all of them. Some of them, it's just too hot for them. So, but what I'm planting at the moment is amaranth. And amaranth is a South American vegetable, and it comes from Mexico and various other countries in Central and South America. So it likes the heat. So this is the time to plant the grain amaranth. And so what I do is I get the garden, I get the spade, and I dig a patch of ground over. I dig the turf off, and I put it to one side to make a ridge just downhill of the garden bed that I'm planting. This will help to keep the water in. And then when I get to the soil layer, which is underneath the layer of the turf, I get the fork and I break up the clods of the earth to make it, you know, to dig it out to about a fork times depth. And then what I do is I get infant diapers. We call them in our country baby nappies. They're infant diapers of the Walker size. So that's the largest size. And I will get them, and for each square foot of ground, I will use one diaper soaked in water and broken open. And the gel content of the unused diaper dug into the soil. And you might think, well, why do I do that? It's because the soils around here, they are hydrophobic. They repel water. So I dig the contents of the infant diaper, meaning the gel of the unused diaper, into the soil. And what that does is it helps to retain the moisture in the soil. I don't know if you have this in America, but here in Australia we have a product called water-saving crystals. And you can buy them at your local big box hardware store. It costs about $5 or about a half a pound of these water-saving crystals. And I did my homework. Because I am a scientist, I did train as a scientist, and I found out that those water-saving crystals were polyacrylate crystals. And I found out, I can't remember which it is, there's two kinds of polyacrylate. There's one is sodium polyacrylate, and the other one is potassium polyacrylate. And both of them have the same water-holding properties. There is some difference between them. But I found out that it was the same polyacrylate crystal that was in these water-saving crystals that were sold in the big box hardware for, you know, something like $5 for half a pound, that were in infant diapers. And the infant diapers cost, well, I just bought some today from my local grocery store, and I paid $8.95 for 40. Of them, and I'm sure that there must be more than half a pound of polyacrylate crystals in these diapers that I bought for 40 diapers of Walker size, so that's the largest of the infant diapers, and then you would have to go into the adult diaper sizes, you know, after that, or the nappy pants. Anyway, I dig them through at the rate of one diaper per square foot of ground. And those crystals will stay in the soil forever. They don't harm earthworms. They don't harm soil fungus or soil bacteria. They are, all that they do is they retain the moisture in the soil. And in an arid climate, that quality in a soil, for the soil itself to be able to retain moisture, is quite literally worth its weight in gold, because it is so hot and so dry here in the summer here in Australia that if your soil can hold moisture, then you are the most blessed person on earth. And the soils around here are quite poor. They're clay, granite soil, which are, you know, probably some of the worst soils. And they're quite high in mineral content. You know, they're some of the worst soils to work that you could possibly imagine. Yeah. It has two modes, and that is bog and concrete. And when you're heading into the summer, it doesn't take very long at all for these soils to turn to concrete. Anyway, you dig the polyacrylate crystals through the soil, you mix them thoroughly in with a garden fork, and then you scatter the seeds, and then you mulch them, and then you go away and you wait. And you might have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to see the first germination. Now, with this sort of seed, with the amaranth, what I mulch them with is another infant care product, which has been repurposed. It's been a long time since I've had infants. My baby is now 17 years old. He's almost as, I think he is about as tall as I am. So, you know, that's how it is. But these dry nights, cot liners that you get for when you have a baby that wets the bed. You put these dry nights liners in the bottom of the cot, and it saves your cot mattress from getting too soiled. You wet the dry night cot liner, and you lay it flat across the garden bed that you have just planted, and you keep it there until the seeds have germinated. This technique also works for carrots. And I've heard of people using pieces of board, pieces of wet sack, and all sorts of things for this purpose. None of them work quite as well as the dry night cot liners. I think that Huggies make them. You know, so it's probably a Unilever product. This is not an advertisement for Unilever. I'm just saying that if you live in this type of arid or semi-arid climate that we have here, you will find that gardening is a struggle. And I'm giving you some hints and tips to how gardening can be a little bit easier for you, so that you actually can grow things in this type of climate through the summer. And, you know, there's no guarantee that it will work where you are. But it's worked where I am thus far, and so, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe this can help somebody else out there somewhere in the universe. Okay, so we've got the amaranth planted, and to make one of these garden beds might take a younger, fitter, stronger, healthier person like half an hour. But me, no, it takes me about probably 2 hours. Because I take it slowly, because I see no point in knocking myself out and damaging my health into the future. So I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to not completely exhaust myself. So the garden bed is dug, which is about 2 square metres of ground. It's planted with the seeds and the dry nights cot liner is placed across it. By the way, the absorbent side down, the plastic side up. That's how you do it. And you soak it in a bucket of water before you put it down on the soil. And I buy a stash of these when I go to the supermarket, especially if they're on special, which they hardly ever are because people use them all the time. But if they are on special, I'm definitely going to really stock up on them because I use them all the time. And then, so by this time, it might be about 6 p.m. So still maybe an hour or two's work time because if the sun's up, I'm going to be out in the garden working. And so I'll think, well, that's that garden bed planted. And I've still got a bit of time left, so I'm going to dig a hole and I'm going to plant a tree. Now, at the bottom of this hole for this tree go all the nappy liners, all the actual paper parts of the infant diapers, together with any old finite liners that might be around about the place. They go in the bottom of the hole. And then what I'll do is I'll take some 5-gallon buckets or maybe a wheelbarrow, and I will go up into the horse paddock and I will fill them up with manure and I'll bring them back down to where I have dug the hole. And, yeah, depending on what the horses have been fed, okay, if the horses have just been eating grass out of the field, I find that I can actually put that sort of horse manure onto trees and it does not burn the roots of the sort of grass that we have where we are, okay? But normally you would not do that, especially not if the horse has been eating hay, and especially not if you've been eating your horse grain. You should circulate that horse manure through the chicken pen first. But this time of year, they have been eating grass for a while.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Club. This is Gwyneth Isaac. We're now almost finished the broadcast. This was the last segment of the broadcast, and we're almost at the end of the day on Gwyneth's farm. Okay. Now, by this time of day, it's generally headed towards maybe 7:30 at night, and about the only job left for the day is to go and get the wood and to begin cooking dinner. And usually, as I mentioned earlier on in this broadcast, if my son Theo is at home, then usually he will go and get the wood while I go inside and start making the dinner. But, you know, it varies. Sometimes I'll go out and I'll help with him. And the important thing to remember is that every single day on the farm is different. And sometimes I'll do the horse training in the afternoon. And sometimes I'll spend a whole day doing the horse training. Sometimes I'll spend a whole day doing gardening. It just depends on what I call the priority list looks like. If I've got a really, really big long-term construction project that's got to be done on the farm, like, for instance, building a new garden bed area. And my garden bed areas, when I build them, are about the same size as a suburban backyard. So that's quite a sizable area to enclose. And normally I try and arrange it so that the new gardens have at least one of their fences or two of their fences adjoining fences that I have already made. But, you know, for that sort of thing, I might spend a week, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 days building the new garden. And if that's the case, then the horses will stand up in the paddock for that entire time, and I'll just go out and I'll make sure they have food and I'll make sure they have water, and then I'll catch up on their training later, because this, when I get onto this sort of task of like building a new garden area, that is quite important, especially if I can see that I have got young stock coming up. Like, for instance, at the moment, I have a mother hen, and she has a clutch of babies. And these babies are getting big quite quickly. And I will have to make a new chicken pen for them. And, you know, that is another suburban backyard-sized block of land that I'm going to have to divide off and fence so that Mama Hen's babies have somewhere to go with a friendly neighbourhood rooster that came out of the last clutch, one of the lonely bachelors that we mentioned at the start of the broadcast, or maybe two of the lonely bachelors. They're both going to get a little flock each. But this is it. You know, this is how things are on a farm of this type. And you find that you gradually build it over a period of years of doing this. And I've been doing this on this farm here since 2013. And when we got here, there was very little here. There was the house, there was one water tank, and there was one field enclosed. And there was no gravity feed irrigation or anything like that. The gravity feed and irrigation is going to need some more work this summer, and that will happen. But like I say, in Gaelic, I married a Scottish Highlander. When I was married to him, I learned how to speak Gaelic, and I learned some sayings, and one of them was, Liehen Riliehen, peace for peace, which means little by little, piece by piece. And that is the way that you have to build this sort of farming system, little by little, and piece by piece. And you can't knock yourself out doing it. You're only going to drive your health into the ground. And especially if you have ongoing, you know, chronic health issues, you can do it. If you have a chronic health issue, you can and you should be involved in small farming, because you will find the more pure and the more wholesome food with fewer chemicals, pesticides, artificial fertilizers, that you will find that your health improves. Even, like, my health was worse when I first moved on to this place than it is now. It's much better now, and all I have to do now is just to watch myself and watch my energy level and to make sure that my health is maintained. God bless you all. And I'll see you next week. I think we're at the end of the broadcast, but I pray that everything goes well with you into the next week.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.